hanging out in studio with Sean Raimi, who is in a new movie, Permanent, opening up at the Village 8. Well, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
And Chelsea, she was like geeking out because you're in Chicago Fire.
Yeah, that's so right. He wasn't an episode of Chicago Fire, but he was a bad guy. So I was just telling him, like, I didn't like you in the episode because he didn't believe any of the characters that, like, this guy did this bad thing. And he was kind of a mean guy. But
see, that's the fun thing to do. It's like that really shows you're supposed to play the person that you're not really are in real life.
Okay.
So if I'm a bad guy, that means I'm really good, right? Or no?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And off the air, Sean's talking about how you were kind of typecast for this new role that you're in,
yes.
Permanent, right? Starring Rainn Wilson and Patricia Arquette.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. So I own Kentucky Taekwondo in Crestwood. This May will be our 20th year anniversary, which, you know, cannot
wow.
believe it. Yeah, I know. I mean, with me being only 24, that's kind of weird. So, but
talk about like what the movie is.
So basically, it's a it takes place. It's an early 80s kind of spoof on Southern families. So you're gonna see a time capsule of a lot of things that you know you're gonna remember. You're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I remember that, or you know, because you know we lived through that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So basically, what happens is a girl, she's trying to fit in. She gets a permanent, but her parents don't have a lot of money, so they take her to a beauty school. They completely mess up her hair. She's getting picked on, laughed at. That's where I come in to try to teach her some confidence and know how to fight. And I loved it because I tried to channel my inner Rex Kwon Do.
Yeah.
Like all the goofballs that you see in martial arts. That's what I try. Like, so I'm shirtless with a belt and a just the uniform pants and
yes.
a red bandana like Johnny Lawrence and Karate Kid.
Right, Karate yes. Kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The original villain of my childhood. So
and you're in the trailer, which is fun.
Yes,
so, yeah.
I even made the trailer. So that was amazing. And I tell you, the people that you worked with, Rain. So what the director would do is she would want him to say lines the way that she wrote them
uh-huh.
or had it. And then she'd let Rain do his own thing. Because if you guys know Rain on The Office,
right.
like he just kills it.
Yeah, he's Dwight from The Office.
That's
yes.
it. Right. That's right. So she let him kind of do his improv, and she kept a lot of the improv because he, like, you literally have to put your head down and just show that you're not laughing because he'll crack you up. And Patricia, she hangs with him all. I mean, she is just as funny. Colette, the director, she's just absolutely phenomenal. She has a good way of, if she doesn't like what you're doing, she can kind of get through to you without, like, hurting your confidence. So she's just amazing. She's one of the best directors I've ever worked
That's
with.
That's good. So she can tell you that you suck without saying you suck.
I'm telling you. And then she's like, Sean, I'll never have you back for another project. So
like, great.
Well, I'll have fun on this one.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy it. No, actually, she called me back. I just went in November for another project. She actually had me the lead on this one.
Wow.
Yes. So Colette Burson, I got to give a huge shout out. She's the director of Permanent. It was awesome. I mean, I love the part. And I tell you, Patricia was one of the nicest people. I would say her and probably John Voight are two of the most genuine, nicest people to ever work with. So I always get like a poster. And after I get done, you know, with these artists, every project that I do, I always have them write something. And then I put it down in the home theater.
Yeah.
You know, like the movie
poster.
Oh, that's
awesome. Yeah.
And do you know, Patricia, I had to wait like 30, 45 minutes afterwards. I was still filming. And I was like, oh, it's okay, Patricia. I don't want you to wait. She's like, no. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to wait for you to get done, and I'll sign your poster.
That's so cool.
I'm telling you.
Love
I mean,
that.
This is an Oscar award winner. She is that down to earth and that genuine. She's awesome.
And then, of course, if people are going to go digging deep into your history, you were on The Bachelorette competing
now,
for Deanna.
Kelly, I swear you better shut it because I will trash the studio like a real actor would.
I've watched every season.
I will pull a Johnny Depp and throw mics out the window. I will do it right now.
I was pulling for your lifetime of love and happiness with Deanna, and you got pretty far until the hometown. But
that's
it all
right.
worked out the way it's supposed to because your wife is
absolutely
hot.
Yeah. Oh,
your family's gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's awesome. That was 10 years ago.
Get out.
Did they ever ask you to like come back and be a part of the show?
Yeah, when I was fresh and when I was kind of like still remembered. Yes.
Okay.
So when I was still remembered, they'd have us come back and do reunions
sure.
and all that good stuff. They always make sure that you're supplied with a lot of adult beverages.
Yes,
right.
No,
because that's how all the action happens.
Absolutely.
You know, that's when all the drama comes in.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Well, we're so super excited to see the movie Permanent at
Thank
Village 8
mm-hmm.
and to see all the rest of your projects as they unfold. Keep us posted on everything you're doing.
Hopefully there's a ton. Hopefully.
Yay!
Right? Hopefully there's a ton.
Sean Raimi, thank you so much for coming on.
Guys, thanks for having me.